I don't hear anything.
Yeah, maybe there's not. Hello and welcome to Bleed Geek episode number 18. I'm Mike Earl.
And I'm Randy Orvis.
You may notice that we're missing Pat.
Actually,
you probably don't notice.
People only streaming live will notice that.
So far. Well, maybe eventually they'll realize
once,
that Pat's gone.
Once we're 5 minutes in, they'll realize we're
Hey, Pat's where'd gone. Where'd that quiet guy go?
Yeah.
Is that what they'll say? Hey, where's that guy that reads everything? This episode 18, it's September 22nd.
22nd,
because I had court today. Non-legal things, don't worry. Since we are old enough to vote now, we're old enough to drink, it turns out.
I don't think that's the way it goes. No? I think you're 18 to vote. And
18. It's a good episode, regardless. Ooh. Who wasn't pumped Woo-hoo! To turn 18, right? Freedom. This is our freedom episode.
Freedom.
Right. So September 22nd, I said that. Obviously, we're live right now if you're listening live. Otherwise, find us on iTunes. Check out our site. What's that noise? Nothing. Check out our site, bleedgeek.com, for info and whatnot.
Yeah.
And find us on Facebook. If you were on Facebook, if you already follow us, you would have noticed lots of updates today because we had a ton of stuff going on with the F8 conference, which we will talk about later in the show.
Bingo bango.
And Twitter, of course, if you are a Twitter, which if you are on Facebook and not on either Google Plus or Twitter, you should get on those two instead of Facebook because that's where the cool people are at.
We'll give you some good reasons in a bit why you should be on Google.
But yeah, so anyway, that's that. And yeah, join us live, our site, bluegeek.com/live.
We're here.
Every Thursday. Week. Roughly 8. Next week we might be early. Heads up right now. We might have to switch this one and our other podcast, The Point After Attempt, which you should also check out.
If you're in fantasy football or doing that kind of thing, yeah, it's a good podcast about, kind of gives some heads up about player injuries, status reports, who you should play, blah, blah, blah. It's good, though. They do a fantastic job.
So check that out, thepointafterattempt.com. And, yeah, let's get into the news.
Let's do it. I'll start first off. Xbox. It is no long... It's rumor, quote in the air, right now, that Xbox might be getting Comcast and Verizon Cable soon. They're trying to work out a deal with Comcast, and I think they're just working out the numbers now. But... which you'll be able to purchase packages and stream through your Xbox, which is humongous. Because, I mean, how many people do you know that have an Xbox 360 right now?
Pretty much everybody.
A million.
And it's funny because at E3 they had announced that, you know, this fall there would be live TV on it, and I believe it's in Europe. They already have this feature, and so they just thought, obviously, as everything else in America, there's licensing issues because, you know. Even though we're the land of the free, we can't share any license rights ever, or patents, or
it's true.
Everything has to be hard.
Well, it's all money.
Oh, everyone, all you know, the money. American dream, right? Make it rich off of everybody else. So everyone wants their money. But I think there's probably already a lot in the works, and aside from Comcast and Verizon Cable, I think there's actually potential for them to get actual real channels, too. Make the Xbox more of a set-top box, which I still haven't even heard any rumors about the next X. I mean, I've heard a name rumor, but that's about it. But I think it's still a year, at least 2 years out, I'd guess, for the Xbox 720, we'll call it. So if you're looking for a new Xbox, you're going to be a ways out. So they're just trying to make more reasons to love the one you have, which it's been out. It's funny because the Wii is already coming out with a new system. And I think I've heard rumors
the Wii U.
Yeah, and I think I've heard rumors of a new PlayStation, but it's funny that the Xbox was actually the first one to come out of the three of them.
Yeah, I don't know.
Almost a year in advance, which is why they got such a step up. Plus, they have actually done pretty well otherwise.
Yeah, it'll be a good thing. When I was reading
people's... And they didn't steal all your information.
When I was reading people's comments about it, there was a lot of concern about, well, does that mean for people that have multiple TVs in their house? They're saying, you know, well, does that mean I have to have multiple Xboxes in my house to stream? But apparently there is, like, you can... I don't know if you can purchase, like, cable boxes, like, as an individual and do it that way. But... I mean, it's all still in the works, so well, don't be worried.
It'll be nice if you already have Comcast, though, in one room, and you want to get cable in the other room instead of getting another box, maybe you could use the Xbox.
Or, I know tons of people who just have, you, for instance, do you have cable?
Nope.
Do I have cable?
Nope.
Do you have an Xbox?
Yep.
Do I have an Xbox?
Yep.
Yeah. So, purchasing packages.
Cord cutters, where it's at.
It's true. I actually just created the... draft post for
nice for I was gonna wonder article. About that anyway
but
cable is evil.
It's true. Yeah,
I think we went in like 2 weeks ago. I think we went pretty in depth about our feelings about cable anyway.
It's true so I think it'll be a good thing. It'll be interesting to see what kind of packages that they offer. My hopes is they do a channel by channel type package, because my biggest gripe with buying cable right now is if I decide to get it, I'm paying $60 for 1/20th of what I want to watch, you know, and the rest are just void channels to me. You know, they could be static for all I care.
You watch the Discovery Channel? Is that one you wanted?
Discovery, History, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN3.
ESPN8, The Ocho.
The Ocho. Anyways, so yeah, I think it'll be a good thing. It'll be interesting to see what happens if they get that nailed down.
So yeah, watch out for that.
Indeed. Next on the docket, if you are any sort of gamer on Xbox, well, a first-person shooter gamer, you know that Battlefield 3 is coming out in a month. It's a huge deal. It's probably one of the biggest game releases to come out in the last probably 2 or 3 years for the PC version, because it's one of the first games actually to be designed for, I've talked about it before, but it's one of the first games in a long time to be designed for the PC and ported to other systems versus being created for consoles and then ported to the PC. So it's got awesome graphics. Everything about it is awesome. Well, they just announced on Thursday, I believe it was Monday, they just announced that on September 29th, so a week from today, they are going to be doing an open beta for it. So you'll be able to download the game for free, test it for just a little under a month, because I believe it comes out on October 25th. Can't wait. I've watched all of the trailers that they've released. I've seen multiple online multiplayer videos as well, and some of the key things is a new graphics engine that looks fantastic, and all the buildings in multiplayer are
destructible,
which is huge.
Destructible.
So yeah, open beta is cool. You don't hear that too often. Also, another gaming news, I believe it was Diablo 3. You can sign up for a beta through Battle.net, and a bunch of people I saw on Google Plus were getting their invites and had posted screenshots and stuff. So if you're looking forward to Diablo 3, then go sign up for the beta.
It's like the devil, right? Diablo?
Yep.
Crazy.
Pretty much.
So now we're gonna talk a little bit about our friends at Netflix. And that's why I asked. That's actually why I asked you about Discoveries, because all the Discovery channels are now, all the Discovery shows are gonna be available on Netflix instant streaming, and yeah, all of the other channels they own as well. which includes the military one, like Animal Planet, and
are you drinking that?
Yeah, I had a drink. All right, and then, but the only one not included, and I know Randy's going to be super sad about this because he loves it, is the Oprah Winfrey Network. That will actually not be included in
the, it won't be included
in the Netflix because Oprah's like, you know, I make the decisions around here. You can't tell me what to do.
That is
who kind wants of, a free car.
That's kind of sad, actually. I mean, completely unrelated. I actually
love Oprah.
I love Oprah. I always laugh because people say, I mean, no one would be surprised if she was the Antichrist because of how big her following is. Neither here nor there. I read a cool article, though, not about tech at all, but she, I don't remember where it was, but they had found some safe buried in a wall of, I believe.
Buried in a wall?
Yeah, like it was walled in, so you couldn't see the safe. And they believed that it was, it's really, because the area that it was in was a big mobster area. And she
Al Capone.
She got exclusive rights to see the contents of the safe, so nobody knows what's in it.
Because
but
she's
has
got a gajillion dollars?
Pretty much. Okay. So she has a special episode coming out to show, reveal what was in the safe.
Oh.
Pretty cool. So, I mean,
we'll have to tune in for that.
I can't
check
wait.
Check out OWN.
I love April. I love Oprah.
Oprah, there you go. OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network. OWN. But anyway, on to the Netflix story.
Netflix.
So, Netflix CEO, Reed Hastings. Maybe you've heard of him. Maybe you haven't. You probably have recently because he's come under a lot of heat. He sent an email out. See, and Randy, me and Randy are going to have a good talk here.
Good talk.
He has come out and apologized for the way he handled the pricing increase, as some people call it.
It is an increase.
Well, it's a splitting of two services for the same price.
Increase.
If you use both the services.
Anyway.
It actually turned out to be a decrease for me.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah. So anyway, and at the same time, he came out and said what?
So what are they doing? What's the
plan? That's what I was getting at.
Oh, okay.
So Reed Hastings came and apologized, and he said, you know, I should have came forward and said this before. I didn't communicate well. He's not apologizing for the increase. He's apologizing for his communication errors, if you will. But essentially what's happening is Netflix, the disc in the mail version of Netflix, is becoming Quixtar, a Netflix company. So essentially he's rebranding that because Netflix is the real, I mean, streaming only is the real future of Netflix. And so what is happening is you'll still be able to stream, that's Netflix, and Quixtar is becoming its own company. It's getting its own CEO, this guy that I don't know his name. It's not important really. He's an exec. He wasn't an exec in Netflix. Now he's the CEO of Quixtar. And yeah. And they're getting games. So that's cool. Like Gamefly. And then you can, like, how you can get Blu-ray discs. Now, Randy, why do you think this is stupid? Why do you think he's an idiot?
Okay. I'm going to go on both sides of the fence quick. I understand why they're splitting the services. Because I firmly believe that the DVD service is a gonna be a dying breed. So I get that he understands that he doesn't want that function to be part of what Netflix actually is. But my problem with it is, and I was talking to Todd earlier about this, the problem with it is...
It always comes back to Todd.
I know. That I talk. You know, if somebody else talked to me about tech stuff at work, I would drop their name
on the
time.
I talk to you about tech stuff at work?
Yeah, but you're on the podcast.
Fair enough.
Anyways... So my problem with it is it's going to two companies and they are going to be completely separate. I mean, they're not, it's not like one's a parent.
They
company.
Are. If you currently are involved in both your accounts, you'll notice on your bank account, instead of two Netflix charges, you will have one Netflix and one Quixtar charge.
And which,
so look
which,
out for that,
which that doesn't bother me. Even my problem is, I mean, I don't have Netflix, so I can't say from experience, but the problem that I've read is, when you have the Quixtar account, when you're setting
up... The soon-to-be Quixtar.
Yeah, the soon-to-be. So that'll be the DVD service. When you have that, you have a queue for your DVDs, And if you have a Netflix account, you have a completely separate, untied account to your streaming DVDs. And I think where they're missing the boat is I mean, they're really an intertwined service, and they should share an account.
They used to.
But you should be able to see what you have in your queue for streaming and what you have in your queue for DVDs, because a lot of things will come out where they're DVD only, and it's like, okay,
well, it's the new releases.
And it's like, okay, if I have Netflix, so does that mean I just need to wait, you know, 5 weeks or whatever the time frame is they have before it comes to streaming? Or do I have that in my queue? Do I not? All of a sudden you're streaming, you know, freaking Chicken Little, and you're like, dang, I had that on my queue to get the DVD, and a week later you're like, damn, I got this DVD and I already watched that on the streaming service. Now I gotta wait 3 days before I get my next DVD. This is just retarded. Actually, it's just stupid. That's my biggest gripe with it.
I will say that they used to do that where, when they were tied together, things that were available only on DVD, when they became only available, would be added to my instant queue on streaming. So that was a nice feature. But now that I only stream, I could care less what they have for DVDs. But that's just me, I guess. And yeah. So, but my thing is, I understand completely and I agree totally with splitting the companies. I think that it makes perfect sense. And a big of the reason they switched it the way they did it, because a lot of people that have the DVDs don't use the streaming service, right? Would you agree with that?
I don't know.
Okay, you do, just for fun.
Yeah, I totally get that.
Okay, so because people maybe don't have proper internet or just have only got it to use the DVDs and don't even realize they're streaming. But the problem is that, and we've talked about this before, all those people are counted as streaming anyway, and a lot of the licensing rights are per user, not necessarily, here's $100,000, you can watch the show. It's how many users do you have, and we're going to charge you per user. So that's why they split it. I think they were stupid because their stocks took a huge hit when they changed their name to Quixtar, right?
I think huge is an understatement, honestly. But
it's because they're already still, they haven't healed the wounds from the splitting of the services, and then they're opening new wounds by changing their name, which changing their name does not change anything, and I don't know why people are upset about this, but they should have done them at the same time instead of cutting cutting their customers, like, and they haven't quite recovered from that, and then before they've healed, going like, oh yeah, and by the way, we're doing this too, and doing it again. If they would have done it all at once, I don't think it would have been as big of a deal. And they did promise more shows to come soon, like, and they've, you know, they promised the internet, and essentially they set up Quixtar to die.
Right,
you know, and because like that I said, is, I mean, I completely the service that will that. Die. Streaming is the future of their company.
Well, streaming is just the future
of everything, right?
In general.
I do hard apples. A quick side note. But I mean, people are so upset. Like, why did the stocks drop after they changed the name? Like, that doesn't even make sense.
It's
Super America and Speedway are the same thing, but does anybody know that?
I know that.
Well, they should, because they're the same thing.
I think the biggest thing is people fear change. That's one thing.
And that's why they should have done it at the same time instead of
cutting
the wound and then throwing salt in it later.
But I think the bigger thing, I mean, I don't think they're losing money in their stocks because they changed their name. I think they're losing money in their stocks because people are losing faith in the company. I mean, I think the biggest thing is people don't understand the quoting in the air price increase. It doesn't, like you said, it's not an increase. For you especially, it was a decrease, you said?
Right, because I had the discs, but I never used them. I had the same disc for 4 months. And then I ended up, now I pay $1 less or $2 less. So, now it's easier. I mean, I didn't send it back, but I had them both because that's just the way it was.
Right.
And when we use the stream, I mean, honestly, we use Netflix
every day.
Constantly at our house. Like, we hardly even watch the regular TV.
Mm-hmm.
And like they have Mad Men and they got Breaking Bad, and now they're getting all the Discovery channels. I mean, it's not. I mean, people are upset about the movies, but I more watch the TV shows, and we watch a lot of kid movies because I have a kid. But that, I mean, there's something there. I mean, and even so, people buy movies. Let's say you buy a lot of movies; they get old and they're sitting on your shelf.
Right.
That's just like what's in Netflix.
Yep.
I mean, no, it's sitting there.
I understand. I mean,
well, you go through the $5 bin. They're all movies that are older.
Well, I think it kind of turns into. I mean, I'll compare it to buying a book. You know, like I mean, most people will read a book once, and that's good enough for them. After they read it, it sits on their bookshelf. You know, but there's just something about owning that copy.
So, but let's say like you go to the thrift store. You know, you're not going to get new books, right?
Right.
But you're still happy with getting books.
Right.
So it's like that.
Except you don't have to return it.
Right. You don't have to return Netflix. I mean.
You're saying streaming service. Right. I gotcha.
So, but, I mean.
Like, okay.
I mean,
I'm not a Netflix subscriber. I still, to this point, don't know why I am not. Honestly.
Well, really, I don't know either.
If I stream a movie today, I mean, do they pull titles down off their streaming, or will they be up there forever? Like once they stream,
it depends. Most for the most part, they're always there. Sometimes, like they have their agreement right now with Stars, which is ending in February anyway, so that doesn't really matter. But like, it's only available when it's available on the Stars network. So some movies will come out for a while. Like, I'll use Up as an example because Up is what Owen used to watch all the time because it was available on the Stars network. It was available on Netflix, and right now it's Toy Story 3 is the big movie we watch. So Up disappeared because it was no longer on Stars, the channel. Like the Stars with the Z, you know, the premium, like the HBO.
Stars.
So the movies, for the most part, it will be there. But sometimes they do leave. But with Stars leaving, maybe that'll change too. But for the most part, I think they're... And they have certain contract deals, so sometimes things leave. Like I'm sure their contract deals have terms. And like with the Stars being the prime example... not returning after February, they're going to lose some stuff. But overall, I mean, it's good. I mean, I like Netflix a lot, and I will stand by them. I think this is the ultimate test for them, but I think there are services. There's Hulu Plus, there's Blockbuster, whatever. But I think people will realize that Netflix is still the best for their money, and I think they will use it. Regardless, and the people that want the DVDs will only have the DVDs because, like, I mean, I'll use Mary, Dave, and Alyssa, my cousin, my aunt and uncle, whatever. They had Netflix for a while, but obviously they don't have fast enough internet out in the boonies where they live to ever use the streaming. So what does it matter to them? And essentially for them, it dropped down in price too. You know, it would have gone from $8, $9 to $8. So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, people fear change, you know?
Right, and I think changes, by far that's the biggest thing.
It's like, yeah, anyways.
I think they'll say, well, I can get by without this and realize that it's still the best service out there. Like,
it'll be interesting. I'm hoping it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Xbox Comcast deal.
The other thing I think that can compete with them in the future is I know there's something in the works because Dish Network bought Blockbuster.
Yes.
And whether or not they do anything cool, like, cause obviously they have rights to everything.
Yep.
So if they do something cool, because they already have a streaming service set up, Blockbuster did, and they have whatever, some sort of rental service, kind of like Redbox, I think. And so I think if they can do something, I think they're the ones that have the biggest chance. But now Netflix is being integrated into Facebook, which we'll talk about later. Not in the U.S., though, apparently. But, you know, I think that'll help boost Netflix as well.
Do you want to talk about... I think we should do Google Wallet first.
Yeah, we'll just skip ahead for now. So we'll put that Netflix on hold for a second. We might... We'll get back to there.
It'll come back
a little bit.
It'll come back.
It always comes back. We talk about Netflix every week, I'm pretty sure, at this point.
Netflix. They're like the Apple of the freaking tech world.
And someone put in the chat room that, you know, the Quickster on Twitter is a pothead. And they did try to buy his Twitter handle for $1,000, and he laughed at them. And yada, yada, yada. And he became an internet celebrity overnight, is essentially what happened. True.
And I didn't hear if he... has owned the account for a long time.
I think he has. See, I looked at it and it had a pretty good history. Like, there's a lot of tweets.
Sure. So it wasn't.
So been there for a while.
He just heard.
He's like, ha ha ha. No, I'm sure they looked into it. I'm sure it was before they announced it that they tried to buy it from him.
I gotcha.
Because that would make the most sense. And it's funny because now you see Elmo associated with it because Elmo was his pitcher, and now Elmo is a pothead.
It's true.
That's that.
It makes sense.
Man boobs apparently is in the chat room now. So we'll talk about Google real quick. If you didn't know, if you don't have a Google Plus, there's really no reason for it before, but now there's really no reason because it is open to everyone. Yeah, that's that story. And if you've used Google in the last 2 days, you've seen the little arrow drawn up to the point where, well, for me it says my name, but I think it says you when you're not signed in.
Skip that one for now.
Google Plus?
Yeah.
Altogether?
Yep.
Okay, I didn't talk about that.
Don't Google. Skip it for good.
I mean, no, just I know.
Do the Google.
Google Wallet. Google Wallet. What was in the order?
I know. I understand. And I realize I screwed up.
You heard that here first. So, Google Wallet.
Editors, edit that out. Wait, there's no editors.
Google Wallet launched. If you have Sprint, you live in New York, and you have an XSS phone, so like the five of you. I'm just kidding. There's probably a lot of people in New York, so. But you can now use Google Wallet. It launched officially. Was it Tuesday? I want to say Tuesday.
Yes, it was Tuesday.
So their partners, whatever, that are allowed to use it, it is now. Is it technically in beta?
It's.
Or is it like open now? I think
it's open. No, it's open. Open.
But in New York and.
But
for people with Sprint and.
I guess you could quote in the air. It's like in its
field testing.
Pilot phase. Yeah, it's only open right now to certain cities, and the thing that's holding it's
New York only.
Holding, I thought it was in New York and somewhere in California.
I think it's just New York.
I think you're lying to me.
I'm not a liar.
Anyways, it's in like a pilot phase where not all like places are set up for it yet. So it's coming though. It'll be good. It'll be a good thing. A lot of new phones are set up with NFC now, so
But the only phone that it works with right now is an XSS on Sprint. I'm looking at the story.
Good. Should I call you Pat?
In New York for a while.
Do you want to read straight from it? Do you want to
call you Pat? We've been playing with Google Wallet enabled XSS 4G in New York for a while, picking up everything from polos. I'm not going to read it. Oh, you're right. Oh, no, wait for it. The summer launch in New York and San Francisco. But that was what they promised. That's not what happened.
Damn.
So I'll give you a half a point.
Woohoo!
Half right.
I'll take it.
Because they said San Francisco.
I'd have even taken a quarter point.
Yeah.
I'll take the half.
I'll give you a third. We'll compromise.
No. You already gave me the half.
Anyway, so Google Wallet is cool. And it's a step in the right direction, I think, is the important thing. Because I'm excited for NFC stuff, and Europe and Japan are way ahead of us in this.
Yep.
If you know that already, I guess.
It's funny, speaking of the whole NFC thing, I follow a bunch of daily deal sites, and there's a lot of credit cards that come out now that have NFC built into them. And now
there's a bunch of wallets that have NFC proof wallets.
Exactly.
So that's funny.
I've seen credit card holders. Well, NFC, if you want to know if your credit card has NFC built in, if you look at the back of it, it'll have like a little wireless signal.
It's like sideways, though.
Right. Yeah.
Because the wireless, is straight up, but it's the tilt. It's tilted.
I get it, but it looks...
Because you're sending waves at it, not up in the air.
Anyways. So, they make little... You can buy wallets, and you can buy also credit card holders that will block that wireless signal. So... people can't quote in the air, steal your data, which is just ridiculous.
I just want you guys to know when he says quote in the air, he actually does quote anyway, even though he says quote in the air.
Quoting. It's for the people who listen to it live.
Listen to it live. I understand what it's for.
If you're listening to it live, you got the video.
I want him to have a visual picture.
Getcha. I get it. Well, maybe you should be maybe you should be listening to us live. Maybe I won't give them the heads up. I'll be doing stuff so the people that are listening live will be like, oh man, I get it. I'm following along. See? I'll be doing this.
But except, well...
I'll be doing this. And
maybe you don't know. Maybe you do.
Oh, man. Do you feel... Hey, listeners that are dissubscribed via iTunes, do you feel like you're missing out?
Thursdays at 8.
8 p.m. Central Time.
Check it out. plugged herself in her own show. How awesome are we?
Anyways, so Google Wall is going to be awesome.
Are we
keeping
going
on
to...
with keeping on with Google? Google Plus. I just wanted to
because you want to lead it into Facebook.
Google Plus is.
I get it.
So pretty much every week since Google Plus has been available, we've been spamming the heck out of it, saying we have invites. We do not need to say that.
Although I still think they show up that I have them.
I know I have 100.
Maybe I'll
still.
Invite people for fun.
It's funny. I have 150, and I know I've sent out like at least 10.
Yeah, me too.
So go Google. You know, you got some in the bank.
It's they make you feel like you have unlimited, so you only give them to people.
No, they make you feel like you have limited, so you give it to the cool. You said unlimited.
No, I think you just misheard me.
You said unlimited. Hey,
moving on.
Can we get the tapes rewound?
Maybe later.
Okay.
It's me.
Google Plus is now open for business. It is Google Plus is live for everybody, which is awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it's funny with going into our next story. There's a bunch of Facebook changes that happened last night, yesterday, and tons of people. I mean, with
did it happen yesterday? Or did it happen Tuesday?
No, it happened yesterday. Maybe they did
Tuesday
They did a phased.
Maybe they gave it to me ahead of time.
That's true. I don't know if they did a phased rollout or I just didn't see it until yesterday.
Yeah.
Anyways, there are tons of, like, Facebook makes changes constantly. They have to do that to keep up with the game. You can't stay the same site or you will become old, stale, and people will move on to the next big thing. So they're constantly making changes. Last night, my Facebook wall was blown up with people just ticked off completely about all of the Facebook changes, which I'll agree. Some are bad, some are good. But I had tons of people.
They're all bad.
Well, like I told you earlier, I mean, today is the biggest day that I've had people add me on Google Plus.
They're all jumping ship.
So, I mean, it's an... All
they're
these changes...
F this.
I know. They're out.
You get it? F.
I get it.
See how I didn't say quoting in the air?
I get it. F this. Like F8 also.
Oh, fate.
Ooh. Anyways. So it's a good thing. I mean, Google, I'm sure, is going, haha, keep changing things, suckers, because people are going to come and check us out, you know, and see that we've got a good thing going on here. So if you want Google Plus, you don't need an invite from us. Just go there, plus.google.com or Google Plus.
Or like I started to say earlier, if you go to Google, just Google. There's a little arrow that's drawn on your screen.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go to Google right now.
I know it does it.
And it's pointed to what? Well, for me, it says Michael because that's my name.
Oh, nope, it doesn't do it anymore.
I think you're lying.
No, it really didn't.
I don't think you were.
Go to Google. Maybe that was just a one-time thing.
But anyway, it pointed.
Oh, look at me. My name's my girl. I know everything.
It just did it.
It didn't do it on mine.
It didn't do it on mine either. That was a lie.
Oh, jeez.
But it was telling you blatantly, hey, check this out. But if you're on, even just go to Google, there's a black bar at the top of your page. And then on the far left top corner, there's a little,
it says
you.
If you're not signed in Gmail, it'll say you plus.
Just go click there, see what happens no matter what.
Yeah.
Because you probably need to check your Google Plus either way. Because I bet a lot of people signed up when they could at first and haven't been back because, quote unquote, Randy quoting in the air that... Nothing's happening there. I kind of lost my train of thought there for a second. Not going to lie. It's like Josh, he always says, nothing's going on. No one's on Google Plus. Well, everyone's jumping ship now. So
it's true.
Either that or no one's sharing with you, I guess.
That's true. I know. So moving on. So
to
Google, Google Plus. It's awesome. Check it out. Add us up.
Do it.
Randy Arvis, my girl.
Real names only, because that's the rules.
Yeah, you can't use fake names. Google doesn't like that.
You probably have to be 13, too. So if you're under 13, you probably shouldn't even be listening to this at this point.
It's true. You need We need a parent
parental
signed,
advisory.
We need a signed permission slip from your parents if you're under 13. Just saying.
Unless you stole the bike tire and you're popping pills. So, F8 today launched at...
Hey, Mike, what's F8?
Facebook's developer conference.
Nice.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Is it a conference? It's like, it's going on. Is it going to go on for all? I don't know. Is it actually going to go on for like the rest of the week?
I thought it was just a 4-hour thing, but it was going on
like
all
WWDC
day.
It's like that, but for Facebook, and like Google's IO, that was a couple days.
Developer
conferences are the new cool thing to do.
I just listened to the keynotes with Zuckerberg, and
well, like WWDC, did you pay any attention to anything that happened after the keynote of that?
Yeah.
Or Google IO?
Yeah.
Well, that's because you like Google and Apple better than Facebook.
No, because I thought all they were doing was just the keynotes with Zuckerberg. And
so there was a keynote today. Andy Samberg came out and was pretty hilarious. And I'm pretty sure if you go to f8.google.com, you can probably go watch the video.
F8.google.com?
F8.facebook.com. Because that makes a lot more sense. You could probably check out what's happening. Andy Samberg came out. He impersonated Mark Zuckerberg. The funniest thing, one of the funnier things, the slow poke. That was good. So when Andy Samberg was out pretending to be Mark Zuckerberg, a different Berg. Just go watch the video, actually. I can't do it.
It was so funny. Yeah.
24 hours.
They were saying that...
You don't want to poke people when you're drunk.
Yeah, like when you're drunk, you want to poke people on Facebook. And they... Yeah. So like when the whole conference kicked off, Andy Samberg came out as Zuckerberg, and he looks like him, kind of close, and he talks just like him. And so it was funny. And he's like, yeah, we have now, he's talking about like their new features. And he's like, yeah, now we've come out with a new feature called Slowpoke. And it's where, like, if you're drunk and poke somebody,
you have 24 hours to delete it before it goes through.
You've got the 24 hours. So it was hilarious. He did a fantastic job. It was good. But it was the keynotes were interesting, I guess. I listened to the whole thing, and their big three things that they talked about was Facebook Music, which they are integrating with Spotify, Moog, and
Ardio. Actually, there's a lot more than just people.
Well, right. Those are the three big ones. Nobody else cares about the small ones.
Vivo is pretty big. They're videos, but they're big.
You're not going to use small services when all of your friends are using Spotify.
Do you have any friends that are using Spotify? I don't count.
Honestly, yes.
Okay. What about Moog?
Nope.
I use Moog.
You got a Moog. You don't use it.
Yeah, that's true. Why would I? I have Amazon, Google Plus, and iTunes Match.
Right.
Not Google Plus, Google Music.
But no, I mean, like, I watch my Facebook, and I've seen in the last 7 days probably 8 new people that are not tech people using Spotify posting to Facebook.
Anyways,
Facebook Music, the next big thing they're doing is Timeline. They feel like, one of the big things that they're missing out on is like when you do all of your wall posts to Facebook that you see, I mean, if I do like 15 posts within a day, you'll see those posts and everything else past that. You have to scroll to the bottom and you'll see like an older post button. You click that and you can start scrolling through my older posts.
Let me just say, I hate the Facebook. I really don't like their new setup in the mainstream, but I really like the ticker.
Hey, can we just hold off?
I'm on Facebook right now looking at it.
Can we just hold off?
Go for it.
Okay. So, Timeline, the big thing is they want to turn everything into a timeline. What you'll see on the, I believe it was the right-hand side, is you'll see like a gray bar with years, and you'll be able to go through and see what you posted when you started on Facebook. And it doesn't show you everything, but you'll be able to see kind of what Facebook thinks are your key points during that specific time that you select on the timeline. And the other big thing was Facebook. I don't know what they're calling it. Facebook Video, basically.
I don't know if it has a name. I don't think it's called anything.
But video Facebook integration. They are working with Netflix and... I don't remember the other one, honestly.
What did you say? I wasn't listening.
Netflix. The Facebook Video. Hulu. There we go. They're working with those two. There's some sort of law right now preventing... I don't know what the specific law
because
was.
Because as we talked about earlier, everyone's out to make a buck.
So there's some sort
of law...
So
somehow there's licensing rights involved, is what I'm sure
with
it is.
Streaming online. And currently there is a law in the works to allow whatever Facebook needs to do the streaming through their site. So right now, outside of the U.S., you can stream Netflix and Hulu through it, and people will be able to see, like, if I started watching, say, Modern Family, you would be able to see in your newsfeed, Randy's watching
Modern Family. Let's just have
Modern
a little
Family
sidebar.
Right now.
Who doesn't love Modern Family? Way to win, like, 18 Emmys.
Oh,
go
man.
Go on.
Seriously. That, if you haven't watched Modern Family, watch Modern
Family. Do yourself
a
favor.
It's awesome. Neither here nor there. So.
We could watch
timeline,
it together on Facebook.
Music, videos. Those were the three big things.
Was there something else?
There was something else. It was...
apps.
It was with their apps.
It's something stupid, though, so don't even worry about it.
So, I forget. I honestly forgot what you were going to talk about.
About what?
About Facebook.
I don't know.
You were looking at
it. I lost
it. You were looking. Oh, they did some changes last night.
Yeah, I started messaging people.
They did some changes last night. What do you think of them?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so they show your top stories at the top now. I quoted in the air again. Now you got me saying it. So they tweet your top stories. I'm going to be honest. I don't ever put anything on Facebook. I just like to see what other people are up to. I like to watch.
You're a creeper.
Someone might say I take in a lot of information.
You
whatever.
You do take a lot of information in.
But it's a lot harder now because there's a lot of top stories. And sometimes, I feel like it makes me read a lot of things twice, and I don't get all the information I used to.
Psst, Mike.
I just wish it was all in chronological order, which is why I like the ticker. What?
It does make you read a lot of things twice now.
And it's stupid. Like, some stuff, like, you were updating earlier. Like, if you were following Bleed Geek, you noticed a lot of updates earlier. I didn't see any on Facebook. And I hope you guys did, because Randy was doing a good job keeping them up to date.
Whoop, whoop. Maybe you should just follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, because Twitter's cool, and they don't change my shit, except for now they're putting ads in.
Nah.
So they're changing a little, but it only makes sense because they want to make money.
Neither here nor there.
Everybody wants to make money. So yeah, but the ticker, which is a lot like Twitter, is what I'd like to see. And I wish I could have a choice because on my phone I can't see the ticker. I can only see the top stories. Top stories.
Quoting in the air.
But yeah, Facebook and we had our good friend Josh here earlier, and he thought it was funny that everyone thinks if they complain about Facebook enough that they'll change it. Although Facebook has reversed things in the past, I really don't see that happening now.
Well, look at
and like we talked about Netflix, what does everybody hate, Randy?
Change. Well, look at if
someone said something about moving cheese earlier. That's what it's about.
It would get way off topic. Anyways.
Wouldn't be the first time.
Facebook is making changes. I listened to the whole, I think it was...
What? Go for it.
No, you go.
So, you know when Andy Samberg was out there?
Yeah.
He was funny up until the point Mark Zuckerberg came out.
It's true.
And Mark Zuckerberg was like trying to act funny. He's so awkward.
He's awkward.
Because as funny as it is, he's socially awkward.
Who invented social networking.
He didn't invent it. MySpace.
The man who blew up
Friendster.
The man who blew up social networking.
The funniest thing I thought Andy Samberg said was when they chloroformed MySpace, brought it out to the desert, and shot it in the back.
That
so,
was good.
f8.facebook.com, go watch the first 5 minutes of the keynote.
I'm sure you can find it now on YouTube also.
YouTube, Andy Samberg, Facebook. Why am I moving my mic?
I don't know. It was good, though. You should probably stop that, though. Do you have anything else to add about Facebook?
Now. Facebook is go to Google Plus.
Go to Google
and
Plus.
Twitter. Honestly, if I had to pick between the three, I'd pick Twitter.
Really?
Although
Kevin
Rose posted up, he put up a link on all three services, and in the feed he got the most back from Facebook.
So this
because
okay, let me
it's
explain
easier
quick,
to find
your...
things in well it was. Maybe now it's different though.
No.
If you go to someone's wall.
Can you pause for a second?
Yeah, I'm paused.
The thing was what he did was he created a link and he posted it on Twitter, Google Plus, and Facebook. When you own a domain, you can see where the traffic is coming from when you post a link somewhere. And he monitored where the traffic was coming from. And he found, yeah, that the most hits he got on that link was from Facebook. The next was from Twitter. And the last was from Google+. When he did that a month ago, before Facebook posted their, what's their following called? Subscribing.
Subscribing.
Before they did their subscribing, it was Google+ was getting the most hits. And then it was Twitter. But, I mean, it makes sense that Facebook is getting the most hits, because when you have, they announced today, it was 800 million subscribers. Facebook just hit their record where 500 million people were online at a single time last week. 500 million people. That is an unbelievable number. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You didn't. You're making that up. But they did say, they announced that today on the F8 conference. 500 million.
It's a few people.
That's, yeah, that's ridiculous.
A couple people.
But it's what they're doing it with their video and music streaming is a wonderful thing. I think it clearly makes sense, because what they want is for people to stay on their website. They want to be like what I would consider like Google. You know, like when you do a search, you're on Google doing their search until
you click on an ad.
Until you click on something and get up. But I mean, like, Facebook doesn't get any money if you're on their, or they don't get as much money if you're on their site for 5 seconds and you split. So my problem with the new Facebook changes that they've done,
I have
no problem with change. I mean change. You working in the computer industry, there is consistently
upgrade,
change.
You can't be in the
computer industry and not, you always have,
gotta
change.
One up the other guy.
Exact, like Dave MN says, you got to embrace the change. It's going to happen. That's part of our world. The problem with the Facebook changes that they're doing is they're now integrating, they want to integrate social, is it socialism? Is it, can I say that? Social.
I don't think that's anywhere near correct.
Okay, we'll just say it. The biggest problem I have with it is one of their changes is, so Facebook's all about apps. They want to make apps easier. So if you've been on Facebook and you use any one of their apps, I'll use Farmville for an example.
This is like apps 2.0 for them, because they obviously effed it up the first time. Maybe 3.0.
Sort of. Like, I mean, they had the right idea with 1.0. I think with their version, the difference is, so starting with apps, better. Like when you're playing Farmville, if you get some sort of achievement or if you do something good, a little window will pop up in the middle of your screen, no matter what you're doing. Like if you're in the middle of something, a window will pop up and say, "Hey, Mike, you did good planting some freaking cherry blossoms."
I'm the best farmer ever.
You're the best farmer ever. And would you like to publish this to your feed? And Mike go, no, not this.
I don't
want to
spam my friends.
You don't want to spam your friends. You know, a week later, and it's like, Mike, you earned a gold star for planting your cherry blossoms, and you're like, oh shit, this one's going to my feed.
Check out my mad skills, dog.
I know.
That's what I said.
So you click
publish. Add a comment.
You add a comment, you click publish. It goes to your feed, and everyone's like, oh man, I'm so jealous. I'm going to play Farmville too. The problem with their new change is they want to make it, I forget.
Frictionless.
Frictionless is what they used. When you install an app on your Facebook now, They tell you, similar to like when you install an app on a smartphone, it says, you know, I'm going to access your content. I'm going to be able to do this and this and this. The apps are now going to be able to, instead of coming up with that pop-up window, they will do all of that for you. So now when you're doing Farmville, instead of you saying, you know, I don't want to publish this, I don't want to publish that, I don't want to publish that either, it's going to go, Your feed is going to be filling up. And I know multiple people who are playing multiple Zynga games. And the one thing that I see happening is people's walls and tickers just being full of freaking retarded games, being like, oh, Mike got the I planted my millionth crop award, and it's like,
I'm the best farmer ever.
You're the best farmer ever. It's like, I don't,
everybody already knows it, I don't need to keep telling them.
Oh man. so it's like, I,
you know who does this well,
like, I wish, who,
Google Plus. Game's got its own place.
It's true.
Check it out.
You could play Angry Birds.
Against us. See if you can beat our scores.
See if you can beat our score. Beat Sergey's.
Supposedly. I don't believe it, though.
I'll go check that out.
Prove it.
All right. I can.
Go on with the story.
Anyways. oh, geez. So, I think part of the things that they have done is interesting, and granted, it's not available yet, so there's still time that it could possibly change, but I would like the ability, I mean, granted, all of those pop-up windows prior to this change were annoying because you could be in the middle of something completely and it'll pop up, but I like the ability to select and choose who is getting what in, not who's getting what information, but I like the ability to control what information I am posting to the forum. So,
the forum?
To the forum. To my wall. I'm just coasting here.
Wait, are we still talking about Facebook?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I said...
I'm just kidding, because you said forum. I was just giving you shit. That was just a joke.
I get it. So...
One big cluster suck.
I want to...
Funny title.
I know.
Kurt Ferguson, it's funny.
Cluster suck.
Anyway.
So, I mean, yeah. And maybe that's just me. I know, I mean, I'm friends with quite a few people who they clearly do not care who sees what the heck they're doing in the 15 Zynga games that they play. And it
born in their life, actually, sometimes in general. Just a little public service announcement here. Some things are meant for your private life, not your social media life. Thank you.
I feel like you're talking to your sister.
Among other people.
anyway. I mean, in conclusion, the Facebook is doing a lot of good things to progress their system and to keep people on their site. I mean, they have 800 million users. They definitely control the entire market for social media.
And that's why they're stealing the good things from the other things. I mean, let's look at this music thing, for instance. Right now on Google Plus, you know what? You can go watch YouTube videos with your friends. And look, all of a sudden now Facebook's like, hey, why don't you listen to music and watch videos with your friends? You're like, yeah, I totally already do that on Google Plus if there's anyone there. But there's not, because Josh hates it. But Google Plus is a good thing. I mean, and now that it's open to the media, I mean, not to the media, but to the people, now that there's freedom, since this is our freedom episode, keyword, that, freedom! You know, it's good for everybody, power to the people. But Facebook knows that they have the user base, and they know that people don't like change, and although they do add changes, the changes are to keep people there, because if not, people will find out that there are other social media. They also partnered with newspaper, news someone's.
No.
News.
CNN.
And Washington Post. And the New York Times.
Okay, hold on.
Randy wants us to hold on for a second. But I think that's to keep more news. See, the reason I like Twitter better, and I told you earlier that I like Twitter better, right? That's what I said. Is because that I get news that way. Twitter... People tweet faster than an earthquake. We learned that earlier this 2 months ago. And, yeah. So that's what Facebook is trying to compete with.
Is that where I was going? In the end, I mean, whether you like Google Plus or not, the biggest thing is having another... I mean, Facebook completely crushed MySpace. MySpace was not able to keep up with the times.
They held the chloroform to its face, brought it to the desert, and shot it in the back of the head.
The problem The good thing though is competition means nothing but good things for us, the consumers, the users of the products. Facebook has already implemented multiple changes within the last probably month and a half that are similar to what Google Plus has done.
And Twitter now a little bit too. Right. With the subscribe and the ticker.
We already said Scoble called me out.
And we talked about that last week, I guess. Beating the dead horse.
True.
Is that the right term?
Yes.
Okay.
Dead horse.
So there's a horse that's dead and we're beating it, but...
Not too hard though.
Yeah. It's only the first time. Died a second ago.
One time!
Not that. No, anyway.
Disgusting.
You we're not talking to you. Editors, check out Google Plus. And Facebook's keeping up.
I already said it once. Today was the biggest day I've had for
Google Plus subscribers
to me specifically. I think I accepted 9 people because
Because everyone's leaving Facebook. Everyone's
angry. Everyone's angry about the changes.
Quickster.
But Quickster. So, I think those are the big things that happened in the news. I know I had some.
There was probably more. Oh, so just do you want to
drop it out there?
Do you want to call that the end of the Facebook story? Because I think we've talked about Facebook for like an hour.
What do you want to say?
I got some other stuff.
Not Facebook. About Apple, is it?
Nope.
Okay, good.
Okay, so we've been talking about HP a little bit lately. Maybe you remember Pat bought a touchpad.
He
wrote a review of it.
Again, quoting in the air.
So HP announced today that they fired their CEO and hired a new one. Leo Apotheker is out the door. And is it Meg Whitman?
I think it's Meg.
Meg Whitman?
Lydia's
agreeing with me, but I don't think she has any idea. Has no idea. She's just pushing me forward. Meg Whitman is in. She used to be the CEO of eBay, actually. I don't know if she's actually a CEO. Was she the CEO of eBay?
No, she was.
She used to be the CEO of eBay. The funny thing is that today the news came out that only like 4 out of the 12 people that were supposed to meet Leo Apotheker before he got the job actually interviewed him. So... 2/3 just were like, sure, we'll hire that guy, whatever. The funny thing to me is they just killed everything, right? So they just killed WebOS, and they want to get away from the PC, and they're moving to enterprise, right? That's what they came out and stated.
How scary does she look?
Here's
to the chat people. Oh my word!
And she ran for governor of California. Actually, I did hear that earlier. That's funny.
I think she was CTO of EBO.
EBO. eBay. What was I even saying? You totally lost me there. Oh, so Leo Apotheker came out. They killed WebOS. They're like, we're going to spin off our personal systems group line, whatever. We're going to go enterprise. And then they fired their enterprise. Leo Apotheker ran an enterprise company before. So now they're going to fire him and hire someone who doesn't know anything about enterprise, even though that's the way the company's going. That makes a lot of sense. No. That's all I got to say about HP. They're dumb.
It was funny.
They have no idea what they're doing. Maybe they should hire someone that knows how to do PR properly, because they don't.
Plead geek.
Yeah. Maybe they could hire us. Whatever.
Like they know what's going on.
But, yeah. That's all. That was the other big news today. And that's all the news I think from the week.
Let me think.
You're gonna pull something magic out?
No.
You want to talk about Apple?
Oh, I guess we can. I really wanted to end with Facebook and not end with freaking Apple. I'm so sick of their crap.
But now we might have a date.
October 4th.
Randy thinks that the Apple iPhone, new iPhone, is going to come to T-Mobile, just so you know.
Oh, yeah. My prediction is...
Although their CEO came out and said it wasn't.
Their CEO has said that it's not.
But that's probably just what he's supposed to say,
but
right?
But I think it's funny timing that T-Mobile starting actually next Thursday, I believe, is dropping all of their smartphones to under $100 for upgrades. So
interesting.
Exactly. And if I feel like, I mean, they've never done a maybe big deal like this. They've always done deals on single phones before. So to me, I feel like they're ramping up, because if they get all these people to sign up for upgrades now, if they get the iPhone when it's rumored to drop October 4th, 5th, 4th.
The new day for...
October 4th, I think it is.
Yeah, supposedly the rumor now is that the Apple announcement will be on the 4th.
Right.
A Tuesday. So, Tuesday, so October 4th.
My guess
2 days
is,
before my birthday, mind you. That was my guess about a month ago.
It's true.
More than that, maybe, no?
I feel like it's more than that, but that could be just the...
Heard it here first. BleedGeek.com. So, they're ramping up to get an iPhone.
So my guess is their thoughts are, let's get everybody to pay sub $100, and it'll be like, sweet. But then when you want to upgrade again, they'll make you pay a full price for whatever is coming, whatever may come out, quoting in the air, on October 4th. So, I hope T-Mobile gets the iPhone. My wife has been waiting, as you may know.
Me? I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, you're such a liar. She's been waiting to get a smartphone, and she's got her eyes set on an iPhone.
Who doesn't?
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
You want that turntable app.
I do.
You want that Instagram. Instagram 2.0.
You want me to drop another one?
Can I talk about Apple a little bit first? That way you can end on something else?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
So, it's actually about Sprint.
You got a minute.
Rumor is Sprint is... Rumor has it that Sprint is killing their unlimited... What do you call it when you use your phone? Hotspot?
Like when you're able to connect...
Tethering. Killing their unlimited tethering October 2nd.
October 2.
Rumor. An internal document has been... I went and got it from a Sprint employee myself, personally, at the Sprint headquarters, wherever it happens to be. I can't say.
We'll say Sarah.
Yeah.
I don't even know what he's talking about.
So the tethering plan is going to be killed on October 2nd, supposedly. But a 5 gig cap is still pretty good for a month.
For a month on a phone, if you're pushing
tethering, though, so, I mean...
Right. If you're
I don't think that counts against your actual data.
So tethering is completely separate from your...
I kind of feel like it is. I'm not a Sprint customer. If there's a Sprint customer, though, you could let us know. Let us know. Double Dutch.
Is that what you got?
That was what I had for the Apple rumors. Apple, October 4th, Sprint, tethering.
And some guy I've never heard of is going to be doing the supposed unveiling.
Tim Cook?
That was it.
The CEO of Apple? Some guy he's never heard of, Tim Cook, well, the CEO
of
Apple.
At the time, I was like, who the heck is this guy? Because, I mean, you get the Steve Jobs ingrained in your head.
Wait, why isn't Steve Jobs doing it? If you didn't know, Steve Jobs resigned. Okay, moving on. Turntable. Instagram 2.0.
Instagram 2.0.
Unless you have Android.
They still don't have Android.
They hate Android users. I'm going to throw that out there. I don't know them, but I feel like they hate everyone that uses an Android phone.
They'll be singing.
Hire one more person. Is that so hard? The four of you? Hire one more person.
That's me slapping my forehead. Because they're stupid. Because Facebook is still talking about doing their photo service. And when they drop that...
Well, at least you don't have to worry about Google anymore, though, right? They just killed it.
Seriously. Whatever. Anyways. If you haven't heard of Turntable is another streaming application where you...
Can you really count it as that?
It's technically streaming.
It's a way cooler version, though.
But you need two people. Anyway, so here's what Turntable is. Turntable.fm. You go there, you'll see multiple channels, or you can create your own. And you go in there, and there are 5 DJ stations. And you can choose one of the DJ stations to play now. So you join the DJ. And then you create a playlist. The thing is, you can't stream to yourself. There's something, I'm guessing, with the licensing that they own for the music that they can't allow just straight up streaming to yourself. But what you do is you create epic rap battles is awesome. Look up the Darth Vader / Hitler one. Unreal. It's probably my favorite one. Anyways, turntable, you need two people. You create your own playlist, and if they don't have the song, you can actually upload it from your library. And then you get up to five DJs in a room, and you got everybody playing their own music. Just today, actually, sometime overnight, they unveiled a new version of turntable. It's a lot cleaner. You can create now favorite rooms.
The thing I liked about it the most was that it didn't change the overall experience. A lot of things, when they change the whole experience. Exactly. Not necessarily intentionally, but this left everything pretty much in the room the same.
Well,
but it made it easier to find the rooms you go back to.
I think they
made your little thing up here.
Yeah. I think the best thing they did is I feel like they listened to what the users felt like they were missing in the application.
Maybe there's only four of them too.
I have no idea. And it was awesome.
It was down for a little while earlier though.
I think it's in beta.
Just remember anyone that uses it, it's in beta.
Well, and see, the thing is, you can't get into turntable unless you know somebody on Facebook
who you have to sign in through Facebook.
Right. Another gotcha. Sneaky buggers.
Fucking Zuckerberg.
See, you can't say F Zuck like and switch the words around.
Maybe you
know,
could
like,
say Zuck could
instead of saying
suck.
Like
Zuck sucks.
I got nothing. I can't
Zuck fuck.
Yeah, see, you can't switch the words around.
The Z and the F, it's the same word.
You're dropping
then you're just talking backwards.
Anyways, so the turntable app is really cool.
Check it out.
For
some reason you're not friends with one of us already, just add us, and then you can get into turntable because you have to know someone.
It's true.
And let's be honest, everyone has a Facebook, regardless. We should probably wrap this up.
Let's call it a night.
Okay.
I still have a lot left, and I feel like it's only
you just made that.
I know. I feel like it's all downhill from here.
What's the song?
Is it?
Just
from
came
who?
To me.
Foo Fighters?
No. Your favorite band?
Blink 182?
No. Newfound Glory.
They're not my favorite band. The guy's voice kind of bugs me.
I know, but it's funny to say because you like punk.
I do like punk.
Where'd your headphones go?
I took them off, anyway,
if you want to follow us, bleedgeek.com. Check us out on Facebook/bleedgeek. Follow us at Twitter @bleedgeek. I'm Mike037, @Mike037 on Twitter.
Go
to Twitter or Google+. Just go. Unless you're friends with me on Facebook, so I'll probably still watch whatever you put on there.
No, and if you're looking for us on Google+,
full names.
Full names. Mike Earl.
Actually, it's probably Michael.
Mike.
Weird, right? No, it is, because it says plus Michael up in my corner.
It does.
Gmail calendar documents, photos,
I'm just more. Randy. I'm no full name there. Randy Orvis.
Is your official, is your name on your birth certificate Randall?
Yes.
Weird.
I know.
Just do it.
Nike.
And then you can always email us. Pat would probably tell you it's fans@bleedgeek.com, even though he seems to have a hard time remembering that. yeah, there used to be a guy named Pat here.
I feel like our show is... Do you think Pat will listen to this?
No.
Okay.
Do you think
like
you will?
I feel like our show is a lot smoother.
You didn't answer my question. Do you think you will? Do you think
fans
he'll listen?
@bleedgeek.com.
Do you think he'll listen?
No, I don't.
Okay. That's all I wanted to hear.
All right.
It's me left the room.
That was Todd.
And if you want to call us, 406-79-GEEKS or 406-794-3357. Streets and these are interchangeable. It's
and
fun.
Honestly, I mean, I feel like the people that are listening are already fairly geeky. But if you heard like a rumor in the news about tech, or you just want
like Fox 9, because I want to kill them all. Not like,
sure.
Like actually kill them, because that's bad for business. But whatever. I'm done. Email us. fans@bleedgeek.com.
Email us. I think we've had...
Tell us what you think about this show right now. Tell us what you think.
Rate our show. Listen to last week's first, and then listen to this week's, and be like, hey, I think episode 18 was a million times
better. The Freedom episode.
Freedom!
That's going to be the title, I hope you know. So if you're on iTunes and you're down at the end, you know why when you clicked on episode 18 it said freedom.
My mic
just went down.
And also, Mike's mic went down.
I don't know how that happened.
Also, we are, so we attempt to do like one, well, originally we had said once a week we were going to be putting out
a blog.
Well, no, I think we had decided at least one a week.
Everyone said this week we...
So really it'd be like once every 3 weeks you would need to write an article. So anyways.
I feel like my quota is already met pretty well.
Anyways, I think both of ours is, but Pat is such a, I don't know, the guy that's gone right now. So we do look for contributors. So if you feel like you have something you want to talk about tech related, let us know. We have a little, can we say like a application, so to speak?
A form
to fill out. And I mean, we're always looking for people to submit content for us or to us, not for us.
Anything really, as long, I mean, unless you just want to talk about, like, you know, the War of 1812. Because
we'll probably let that slide too.
I mean, I'll read it regardless.
So yeah. What else? So hit us up also if you're interested in doing that at fans@bleedgeek.com. Otherwise, I think that about.
That should wrap it up. Let's just wrap it up.
Let's just close it down.
We'll call that a night, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you're listening live, because I'm sure we'll keep going
after this. Keep going, because we've got lots of drink left.
But if you... Yeah, I'm Mike Earl.
I'm Randy Orvis. And for that...
Cheers.
F8.